Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Happy first day of 2022. Can you believe that you made it through 2021? I can't. I'm so grateful. I mean, I can't believe I didn't. I'm sure I have all the faith in you. I'm sure you made it through it beautifully, but it was a long year, and I'm super grateful to start a brand new year and start fresh. And the reason we're going through Proverbs, and we've done this before, is just that one of the things that I love about a beginning of the new year is just this freshness, this fresh start. And I don't know about you, but I need wisdom. And so reading the book of Proverbs through is really helpful for me, at least, to just kind of recenter myself on the wisdom of the Bible and the wisdom of God and what I need for my daily life as I make those kind of good choices for my habits and interacting with Jesus and all of those things. So anyway, today we are in Proverbs 4, verses 15 through 27. I'm actually going to back it up to 14 so we can get the context of this. And this is in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Don't enter into the path of the wicked. Don't walk in the way of evil men. Now this is verse 15. Avoid it and don't pass by it. Turn from it and pass on. For they don't sleep unless they do evil. Their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the dawning light that shines more and more until the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They don't know what they stumble over. My son, attend to my words. Turn your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the center of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to their whole body. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it is the wellspring of life. Put away from yourself a perverse mouth. Put corrupt lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make a path of your feet. Make the path of your feet level. Let all your ways be established. Don't turn to the right nor to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, sometimes in the doldrums of daily life, we don't necessarily see life this way, like, oh, I'm going to go on that evil path. Usually it's a slow slip, one little choice after another little choice after another little choice. And so, Lord, I pray that you would keep us aware today on this first day of the year of where over the past year we've made that little tiny slip, and the slippery slope has caused us to fall down into some really bad behaviors and thought patterns and all of that. Lord, free us from that. And on this first day of January, I just thank you so much for your forgiveness, that we can confess our sins. You're faithful, you're righteous to forgive us our sins. Not only that, but you cleanse us, you wash us with all of your beauty. You wash us and set us free and make us clean. So we just thank you so much for that. And thank you, as I get back in this habit of prayer this year, that even if I stumble over my words, you hear me and you love me. And I thank you that you hear and you love the person listening to this today, and you have such delight in them. Lord, these words at the end of Proverbs 4 are so life-giving to me. We want to treasure your word. Put it in the center of our hearts. Fix our eyes upon your goodness. Fix our eyes on the blessings that you have given us rather than looking at all of the negative things. I pray that this year would be a year of joy, where we concentrate on gratitude rather than deprivation. And we choose contentment rather than ill content or envy or jealousy. Lord, this is a new year and we want a revolution of the heart. Lord, your words are life to those who find them, and you give us health to our whole body. So right now I pray for my friend who's starting this year with dread because they don't feel good and they're having sickness that just doesn't seem to go away. Perhaps it's chronic, or it's just been around for a long time, or maybe it's new. And Lord, I pray for healing. I know your Holy Spirit is able to do that, and we trust you and believe you for big things. So I pray right now for a healing in the body, all the way down to the bones, into the heart, the muscular system, the skeletal system, the stomach. I know my stomach always needs healing. Those who have insomnia, because that's what I battle. Lord, just be with my friend and please heal them. Lord, thank you that from their heart is that wellspring. And Lord, help us to guard that heart. Help us to keep close to you, to put corrupt lips far from you. So that means the things that we listen to, and I think sometimes that's social media, it's the news that we consume. Lord, it can cause us to really, really lose our joy. And so help us to choose better and to curate better. Lord, we want to fix our eyes straight ahead. We want to fix our gaze directly on you and look ahead instead of behind. And Lord, we don't want to turn to the left or to the right. We want to walk in the exact pathway that you have for us this year. So would you bless our 2022, Lord? Would you give us hope today that things can change? Would you show us that you see us and you walk with us? Would you empower us in our sickness? Would you give us the perseverance that we need to find joy in everything that we do today? I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me, and I just pray a blessing over you. I've said the word blessing like 400 times in this prayer, but it is true. And I do hope and pray that this podcast serves you this year. And if it has served you, would you please share it with someone else who may just need to know that they are being prayed for every single day this year?